This is the Chrissy Swan Show.
Let's go clicking.
Chrissy's clickbait.
I was very excited this morning. I subscribe to one magazine, really, and it's Vanity Fair.
Ooh,
and I've
shake.
I've had that subscription for 15 years, 20 years maybe, and it's the one thing that I will not slash in the Cozy Lives.
VF stays. Do you get the hard copy?
I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. And you get a free digital thing with it, but I never, ever, I'm old school.
No.
And, you know, the journey of the magazine is that it comes in and I open it and then I put it next to my bed and I never, ever read it.
But it looks great.
Because I never have
a pile of Vanity Fairs next to the bedside table looks great.
Yes. Anne Hathaway is on the cover and she's also done V Magazine. Is that the same thing?
I think V Magazine's something different.
Okay. Well, she has recounted a horrific encounter in the early 2000s where a casting director said to her, "We have 10 guys coming today and you're already cast. Aren't you excited to make out with all of them?"
Wow.
10 guys.
It's like a kissing booth.
It really is. I mean, look, that would have been a dream for me when I was 16, but I couldn't give it away, as I've said before. Good on her. I can't wait to not read the article in the Vanity Fair. Of course, she looks elite on the cover.
There was a video of her that did the rounds not too long ago of Anne Hathaway, and she was like drunk dancing and fully like fun. And I'm like, I didn't pick you to be like my kind of gal, but you look fun.
You don't have to be drunk to be fun, Jack.
You kind of do.
Recalibrate yourself. Kim Kardashian v. Taylor Swift. It has been reignited by the Tortured Poets Department song called Thank You, Amy, which is allegedly about her, and in true Taylor Swift style, the reason that we know it's about her is because there are three capital letters in the title and they spell Kim. I mean, she is a diabolical queen and saviour. Kim Kardashian is suffering the wrath of Swifties and Ifties and Swiftocrats because she's lost 100,000 social media followers. Oh, my God. How will she survive?
Wow. All that money she's going to lose. Poor
she
Kim.
She would not know.
No,
surely.
Of course not.
I've been meaning to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Because someone like Kim Kardashian is obviously very busy, right? Like crazy busy. But it looks like she runs her socials.
Yeah, I think she would.
How?
I think people like her who started on social media and that was where it all sort of began for her, you're just so used to doing it that you're happy to continue to do it.
You don't think she's like paying somebody an exorbitant amount of money to post as if it's her?
I could be naive here. I don't think she is. And I even think when it comes to like Chloe, like bless her, but man, she face tunes the hell out of her pictures. I think she'd do it all herself because it's a bit too grim to ask someone else to do it.
That is a very good point. The brief would be post whatever you like, but make sure it doesn't look anything like me.
Yeah, which you cannot give.
Happier news for Kim Kardashian. Despite losing 100,000 followers, she is the executive producer of a brand new scripted show.
Oh.
That means it's like a drama. It's written. It's not live.
No,
reality. No. And it's called Calabasas. And you're excited about it.
Where do I sign up?
Absolutely.
The Chrissy Swan Show.
Let's do this.
Chrissy's clickbait.
It made the news recently that Rebel Wilson has cancelled all her upcoming book publicity.
Yeah.
Bits and bobs.
She's on the nose, I feel.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't feel like I've spoken to anybody that actually likes her or cares seeing her for this book.
The book is called Rebel Rising and there has been so much publicity about it. I reckon that she's gone, I can't get any more publicity than I've already got, because every week or so there's a new thing. First of all, she reveals that Adele hates her, that it's something to do with her, size of her body. Sacha Baron Cohen, who she did a film with, is apparently one of the great a-holes. And the guys from Fat Pizza, the series that she kind of, you know, made her who she was, made fat jokes about her. And all these people have come out and said, "Hey, take it easy.
Take it easy, mate."
But the latest is that she has revealed in her book, I mean, there's almost no reason to read it now.
No, there never is with these memoirs because all of the juicy bits are released for us, which is great because I hate reading.
To you?
Yeah, not a reader, mate.
Oh.
Oh, are you going to give me an intervention or some like life lesson about how I don't experience? Hey, I read liners.
Oh, you read ads for Daniel's Donuts. There's no problem there. Hi, Daniel's Donuts. Give us one now.
How did that used to
it's
go?
It's Daniel Donut.
It's Daniel's Donuts time.
Yeah, you'll only read something if there's money in it for you. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll pay you $200 if you read a book.
$200 cash?
Yep.
Done.
Okay. I get to choose the book.
Oh, that feels unfair.
It's Rebel Rising. Just joking. But apparently she's been in a British royal orgy. Oh. I mean, for God's sake, where does she have the time?
That's about that. Who's in it?
Who cares? I hope it's not Prince Andrew. That's all I have to say about it. Now, let's move on to parents being betwixt and befuddled about haircuts at schools. I don't understand it. And there's a school in Melbourne that says this is a very frustrating policy. You can't have a skin fade. You can't have, what are those little cat's claws in there called?
Oh, like the, a cat's claw. That's essentially what it is, right?
Yeah. You can't have sideburns longer than the earlobes. You can't use gel and mousse. I mean, this will not stand. You can't have a number one or number two shaver cut. You can't have dreadlocks. You can't tracks, they're called.
Tracks.
You can't have tracks. You can't have fades that are too, you know, close to the skin. For God's sake, parents, including me, are saying this is the most boring argument and has been for decades. It's been going on since the 60s when boys decided to flip the script and grow their hair long, and it turned into all the musicals Hair and Hippies, and it's the biggest indication of a generation gap is older people trying to control younger people via their haircuts.
I think it's ridiculous, Swanee, and also when you're at school, you're there to be educated. Your hair doesn't affect that. How you look doesn't affect the learnings.
And I'm going to further that, Jack, by saying you are not only there to be educated, you are there to find out who you are.
Correct.
And a big part of that is how you want to be, how you want to present yourself to the world, which includes your hair.
Correct. It was a big part of who I was. Like in high school, I would dye it, then
of
I would
course,
cut it stupidly.
Of course. And I've got to say, at my house, I'm not going to name any names, but there is someone that looks like he's got a badger roadkill attached to the back of his head. And I am stopping myself from having an opinion because I don't want to be that person.
No, good. You're a good mum, Swan, for
Thank
not.
Thank you.
Hey, before we go, I do need to mention next week, Swanee, we are flying someone to see Justin Timberlake live in LA. To be in it, to win it, you must register via the Nova Player app or on Nova FM. Justin Timberlake's brand new studio album, Everything I Thought It Was, is out now to buy, stream, and download.
What an amazing read that you just did.
Good reading by me.
Now check this out.
The Chrissy Swan Show is a Nova podcast. For more great comedy shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.